Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So now we get to jump into all of our favorites topic, fruitcake. Fred Schneider put the song out in 2010. So that's the first time we got to hear of it. So here we go.
Come on.
First
now.
Though, second Mike, I got a question for you, and that is, what's your bacon?
Fruitcake!
What you making?
Fruitcake.
New song from Fred Schneider, the B-52s. We've lately become obsessed with it. I think this is going to be the holiday standard that's going to make people forget about White Christmas. Won't you please enjoy?
Sure.
Now, what's your deal, Kevin? You're not a fan of Fred Schneider? Is that what I understand?
I've always hated him. Even in the B-52s, I've always just...
Why?
I don't know. He's just... I don't know.
He's so much fun?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's why. No, I don't know. I think it's just he's super annoying. Even on the B-52 songs, he seemed like he was super annoying.
He tries too hard.
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, but he's having a good time, so nobody else can. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just
generally
never...
Kevin's motto.
No, how dare you? Who has more fun than me?
The Kong. Well, you can buy the Fred Schneider song. By the way, you can see the video for that song Fruitcake at KevinAndBean.com. That is posted right now. You can buy the album on Amazon.com. It's a complete Christmas album, not just a song. It's a whole album available from Fred Schneider.
Are all the songs that good?
Santa's Disco is pretty awesome, I'll tell you that.
All right.
And I have a real treat for you here, Kevin, because I'm sorry that you said those bad things about Mr. Schneider, because Fred Schneider from the B-52s on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show to talk about his new holiday release. Hi, Fred.
I've always liked you, Fred.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the new album, Destination Christmas! Exclamation point.
Thank you very much.
Now, Kevin, you were saying earlier today that you can't believe that how Fred Schneider was able to amp up the gay from where he was to where he gets to in this song. What do you mean by that,
Fred? You were always a 10 on the gay scale.
Thank you.
Right. And then somehow you raised your game to a 12, and I don't know how you do that because it's really out of 10.
But it's the holiday season.
Right. But come on. And then in the video, if you watch the video, you got these gay guys like taking off their shirts and rubbing fruitcake on each other.
They're not gay guys. They're just young and buff guys.
Right. Uh-huh.
You don't know that they're
sure.
gay.
No, okay. I don't. You're right.
They're just happy with each other.
So, Fred, has it been a dream of yours for a long time to make a holiday album?
Always wanted to do holiday music.
You can't talk. You just have to sing your responses?
I've got songs for all my holidays.
Oh, really?
Really? Beyond the Christmas songs like Fruitcake and Santa's Disco, there's more?
Spin the dreidel. It's a Jewish top.
Okay. All right, that sounds like a good song, Fred.
It doesn't sound like you've worked very much on the lyrics to any of these songs.
Have you heard my music?
True.
Yeah.
Don't work very hard at
all! But the important thing is, and this is what I've always loved about the B-52s too, is you guys are having a great time on stage and the audience is having a fun time being there, right?
Happy Ramadan! Put on a towel!
These are the songs on your Christmas CD?
No, my holiday CD.
Holiday CD, I'm sorry.
Holidays for everybody!
Fred, when you walk in at the end of the day, is it, "Hi, honey, I'm home"? I mean, is that it all the time for you?
Yes, I say that to my wife.
To your what?
My wife.
To your wife?
Turns out, I'm straight! Just kidding!
All right, so that was the first one. And then we have just some other fun fruitcake shenanigans.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 6:53. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If we have a second, Bean, you mind if I'd like to start Christmas early.
Oh.
What?
I'd like to give Ralph a gift.
Really?
You have a Christmas gift for me?
A Christmas gift for
Ralph.
Cool. I haven't gotten your thing yet. You can't give me something.
Oh, he's got a package for you.
Thank you so much.
You're actually giving him a present right now on November 30th?
Merry Christmas, Ralph. You know how I like to get started early, Bean.
Yeah, that's what you're famous for.
Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Kevin's on Sky Mall Christmas Eve at 11:30. That's where Kevin's
going to be.
Collins Street Bakery, it says.
This is a little something I had.
Corsicana, Texas, USA.
Wait a second. This is the fruitcake that I sent to you, Kevin.
Comes in a big tin.
This was a gift from me to you.
It is a, looks like a fruitcake.
Why are you giving away the fruitcake that I sent to you?
Merry Christmas, Ralph. I hope you really enjoy that. And
fruitcake.
Can you actually carry that with both hands?
Damn, that is
very heavy.
Share with your friends?
What's that? That's a cake. That's a cake.
It's a brick.
That was something I that
I
bought
like a Christmas party or
for
something.
Kevin. Ralph?
Hey, it's a brick with pecans on top.
Damn!
How dare you?
You enjoy that?
Hold on
how dare you?
Hold on, he's walking over to the trash.
Oh, come on!
That's something I gave you.
I know, buddy. But
something I gave you.
I'm not even gonna fake interest enough to take it outside in the parking lot and throw it in the trash can.
It came in the mail yesterday, so I figured I'd start Christmas early. And
came in the mail today.
Got that?
It's in the trash today.
So you could try some actual good fruitcake so you know what the hell you're talking about the next time you start bashing it.
Ralph just
broke... What you making?
Fruitcake!
Ralph just broke the counter over there with it.
I did knock some Formica off here.
What you making? Fruitcake!
So there you go. Merry Christmas, Ralph.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Kevin.
Start the holiday season early.
I appreciate it. The cockles of my heart are warm. And the heartles of my... Oh, no, never mind.
Beans mad.
Sad is what I am.
Yeah, that's true. You are one of the saddest people I've ever met.
I told you. You said, I'm going to order you a good one. I said, don't do it. I will re-gift it to Ralph. Did I not?
At least try it.
Ralph, at least try it.
I'm not interested in trying it. This is between Paul and y'all. I am not getting in the middle of this little fruitcake battle between you two. Why don't you can fish out of the trash? It comes in a protective tin, so I'm sure it's fine. Listen, you've eaten Chinese food out of the dumpster before, Kevin, so I'm sure you wouldn't mind picking the fruitcake out of the trash. Yeah.
Okay, but it continues.
Hang on, let me get the...
Do you need some water?
What's happening? What's the problem? What's going on there, Kevin?
It dried out his throat. It's sort of like sawdust.
It's kind of like sawdust. Yeah. Let me get the sawdust out of my mouth. I'm sorry,
you guys took the fruitcake out of the trash?
Yeah,
we did.
And you tried some? This is quality fruitcake that I bought from Texas. What do you think?
Texas pecan cake.
This fruitcake is...
What?
6 inches?
What you making?
Yeah.
Fruitcake.
And 100 pounds?
It weighs 100 pounds.
Fruitcake.
Because it has so much goodness in it.
Red dye number two. Green cherries. Green cherry two. It's fruitcake.
And what'd you think? Is it the best fruitcake you ever had?
They didn't have enough room to put in moisture.
Come on. Why are you hating on...
How can it be so heavy without moisture?
How are you hating on America's Christmas dessert treat, fruitcake? Come on.
That is not a good treat.
How dare you?
It isn't.
You're just saying that.
I'm not.
It's delicious. Look at all the good stuff that's in it. How can it not be delicious?
I don't know. That's our question.
I swear to God, it must have cost you $100 to ship something that heavy.
All right, let's change topics to something you know about, Kevin, because clearly you're talking out of your ass when it comes to delicious desserts.
Well, now we jump into 2015.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, what you making?
What you making indeed, by the way.
Fruitcake!
Kevin, you were saying that Christmas wrapping's in your five favorite Christmas songs of all time.
Yes.
What about fruitcake? Where's that stack up?
This is in the... This is in the really This is in the really bad category. Top five. Top five really bad category.
Which makes it the best.
Which is great.
Yeah. Two. Green cherries.
Green ones too.
It's fruitcake.
It's a nonsense song where he's just reading
pecans or walnuts. Citrus peel.
Put them in a bowl.
Lots of stuff. And what you feel.
He said... We're not even 45 seconds in, and he said lots of stuff.
Right, and add what you feel. Look, this isn't
Is he out?
This isn't supposed to be a recipe
A recipe.
That you take to heart, though. It's not like... there's room for improvisation when you're talking about the fruitcake. You can throw a lot of different things into fruitcake and still make it a delicious
holiday
treat.
But lots of stuff.
You're not sitting there with a pen and paper writing it down.
But I think I'm supposed to be.
No.
It's about the feel.
What you feel.
See?
Sticks of butter, cinnamon.
Let me name some other things.
Molasses, lots of dark rum.
Sounds good.
Artificial color.
All right.
Artificial flavor. If your family don't want it, give it to a neighbor. It's fruitcake.
Look,
all I'm saying.
It's fruitcake.
I'm saying God bless Fred Schneider and God bless the United States of America. Who's with me?
I am Bean.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you.
What you making? Fruitcake.
Crushed up
eggshells. Fruitcake.
All coffee grounds.
Put some sewing needles in.
Oh.
And some razor blades.
Don't make it bad, Ralph.
Sulfuric acid.
No.
Ground up glass. Old toenails.
Oh.
And your grandma's ass.
Okay, I think that's enough.
Are you kidding me? He's just getting started.
I think you have just, all
just
over
ruined Christmas.
I ruined that song?
Oh.
Yes.
That song was only ruined when it was wrote. Words of Davy Jones.
That song is about fun and love and the holidays
your grandma's
and family
ass.
Just a
laundry list of crap. It doesn't even belong in a fruitcake. He's just stream of consciousness. He's just looking around his kitchen.
Who hurt you, Ralph?
Pick up a spoon.
Cabinet doors. Put in the spatula. I've got nutmeg and coriander.
All right, that's
a little bit of mace. The stuff they spray in your face.
What?
Yeah, it's not the stuff they spray in Fred's face.
Oh, okay.
I just have to be ugly.
Put in some capers and ground
that
up peppercorns.
So fast.
Yes, it did. Hey, listen, we're going to meet another Miss Double December contestant.
Plates
the beautiful
of sea salt.
The beautiful Shauna will be joining us just after 9, plus your chance to win acoustic Christmas tickets. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday. What's going on?
And Maple Syrup.
Ralph, I got another 2.5 minutes. If you
wanna... know you do.
Okay. All right.
Oy.
That's a great song.
Come on. And that Christmas rapping song, too. Oh,
I love that song.
Why are you the only person in the world who doesn't appreciate how great Christmas rapping
because
is?
Because
everyone loves Christmas rapping.
It is the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald of Christmas songs.
No.
You mean in the repetition factor.
Oh, my dear Lord, yes.
Yeah, in the repetition factor, I can see that, but I
but
still love
no
it.
There's no repetition. It is a story.
That's a Bean's defense of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, by the way.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Yeah, it is, right?
All
right.
It is
yeah.
a story.
Take a long, take a long
a
hard look
it's
in the mirror, Allie.
She loved him, and then she didn't. Then,
it's
oh,
the worst
on with the boots back
ever.
Out in the snow, and then all of a
it's
sudden,
hardly
oh,
the
wait,
gift of the
it's
Magi.
Him, and how dare you? You're so wrong on this.
I put on my boots, and I went outside, and I went to a store, and I bought a paper. And they were out of newspapers, so I had to read my news on the internet. Then that guy was walking down the street, and he was also looking for something, but I decided I was really tired, so I didn't go out, and I took a nap,
are...
and then I got a cold, and I blew my nose. F you!
You're awfully grinchy today.
You told a story.
I'm not grinchy. I love good things, but you people are celebrating only the bad of Christmas, and someone's got to put you down.
What's your favorite Christmas song, Ralph?
Favorite Christmas song.
We're gonna need
Boy.
To come up with a top five and a bottom five, I think.
Yeah.
The
one
that means Christmas to me, when I listen to the Christmas stations and I wait and I wait and I wait. There's two that mean Christmas to me. They're tied for number one. It's Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay.
And Bing Crosby and Dave Bowie's Little Drummer Boy. Those two, for me, mean Christmas.
Those are legit. There's nothing wrong
delightful.
With those songs. So we can like your songs. Why don't you like our songs?
Because
we don't, he doesn't have to.
Because David Bowie doesn't say, I went outside and I walked down the street and then I went into my car and I forgot my keys and the other jacket, so I had to go back into my apartment. Come on! Sing a song!
You couldn't be more wrong about Christmas rapping. You're just going to have to accept it.
Could I tell you guys my favorite?
Sure.
This Christmas.
Peak.
I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, this is a story. This is a story he's telling.
Yeah. And not a good one.
They don't write them like that anymore.
No, they don't.
I think he's out. All right.
Nope. Oh. Here comes Santa.
When I was just a teenager.
Right, what happened?
A car crash made me one.
Oh, okay.
A fool named Car Crash at the rodeo.
See? Plot twist. You thought it was a car crash, but it was a bull named Car Crash at the rodeo.
You know how you go to a rodeo and become a paraplegic?
That was a rodeo.
That happened.
You do when a bull named Car Crash tramples you.
Allie looks horrified. She's never heard that.
She's never heard Peak the
Peak the rodeo,
rodeo clown.
Oh. That's the saddest song ever.
Oh, God, I hate it here.
I don't want to take
this
up.
This is the Hotel California, sweetie. You can check in, but you can never check out. So just
I don't
get used to it.
How about Christmas shoes with a little kid in buying the shoes for his mom who's dying.
So sad.
And heaven
so
to meet
so
Jesus.
Sad. That is the saddest Christmas song of all time.
That's the biggest piece of crap.
No, it's not. It's sad.
That is a beautiful song and reminds you what Christmas is all about.
God, it's so sad.
I wish the little kid died too.
If I hear it come in, I was like, I got to change station because I'll be bawling about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to.
And the guy pays, he buys the shoes for the kids. Bad enough the kid shows up, but he doesn't have enough money for the shoes to give to his dying mother so she can wear them when she meets Jesus at Christmas. Come on. If that doesn't make you sad, you have no heart.
She's been sick for quite a while. Know these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
Rip your heart out. Rip your heart out and feed it to the reindeer.
It's okay, Allie.
So sad. She's actually tearing up. I think she has a heart as big as all outdoors.
She does.
Yeah.
While we're talking,
she handed Peek the rodeo clown.
I didn't hate him. I feel so bad.
This Christmas,
I made her cry.
I've been a paraplegic now for over 20 years.
That's the worst song ever.
A man's telling his story, Kevin, and you're laughing at him.
Come on now.
Well, he's a hell of a harmonica player. You got to give him that.
This Christmas.
He's got that going for him.
I've been a paraplegic now for more than 20 years.
Solo.
That in 9 seconds is the worst song ever. All right, showbiz time.
The good news is he doesn't need Christmas shoes. His shoes are still looking as sharp as the day he bought them. Did not wear them out. So, see, everything's got an upside at
Everything
Christmas.
Everything has an upside, that's right.
Ralph did this huge rant about Mary, Did You Know? And he played the Pentatonix clip. And and he did his own version of it. So I have that for the end of this once we're all done. Pentatonix kind of like, laughs at themselves a little bit about it now, but they didn't write Mary Did You Know, but he samples their song and kind of makes fun of them specifically.
Right. No, I've never understood that song, but I had one of my friends, like, it's her most favorite song ever. I'm like, I don't know.
there's only so, I guess, like original that you can get about Christmas.
Right. So what's your guys' favorite Christmas song?
Well, I'll go with the very classic that Bean likes, the Chipmunks Christmas song.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bop, man. Me, I want a hula hoop. I go around singing that verse all Christmas long.
One of my favorites, and I know Ralph hates it. I didn't discover it, though, till I was much older, is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't know why. It puts me in a good mood. It's a silly song. It's not really super Christmassy, but it's just, I don't know, makes me smile.
You know, the Three Stooges made a cover of that.
They did?
Yeah, look that up. It's amazing.
Oh,
what
I
is
will.
That song? When was that song originally released?
Oh, wow. Must have been in the 40s, I bet.
Old, yeah.
Googling.
Want to.
Our research department is on it, otherwise known as Jen.
Let's see. Gayla Peavy. The picture of her is black and white.
It was a novelty song written by John Rocks and performed by Gayla Peavy, who was 10 years old at the time, in 1953. Yeah. But I didn't find it until maybe my late 20s, early 30s. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah, I had heard it on Dr. Demento back when I was a teen.
He would
look out for stuff like that.
This is so cute. Okay. Okay. So she performs this at age 10. And then at the end, I'll just skip to the end where she, again, at age 73, is performing it in 2016. So I'm just going to play a little baby part of this.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you.
All right, so skipping forward a little bit. want?
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use his dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do.
Does the Three Stooges version show up if you search for it?
Hold on.
Dinky tinker toy. I want the hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want the hippopotamus.
There you go.
That's nice. Some great stuff. Thank you, Lindsay.
You're very welcome. So to continue this deep dive on Christmas music.
Ralph, I've never heard this song. I'm sorry,
I
go
find
ahead.
That impossible I'm sorry, to go believe. Ahead.
Let's congratulate everyone.
Okay, let's congratulate someone first.
Bingo. Sarah Garcia from Riverside, thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You are going to be at night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2016 with us a week from Saturday, December 10th at the Forum. Plus, we're also going to hook you up with Bud Light Backstage Passes. Your chance to win coming up in less than 1 hour from right now.
Never heard Mary Did You Know. Never heard that before you brought
again,
it to our
attention. I'm stunned because I can't seem to avoid it. It's been around
it's been
for
everywhere
20
for
years.
Yeah. Now,
I don't spend
yeah.
a lot of time listening to Christmas music.
But I do.
Why. You do and you
I
haven't?
Do and I never heard it.
Huh. You're also lucky.
It has been a favorite of mine for as long as it's been around.
Of course. How can it be a favorite? It's awful. It's truly awful.
You know, Bean is 100% good or 100% bad. but you know what? I'm wondering if the reason that Kevin hasn't heard it, for instance, is I don't know that there have been – it's not like Britney Spears did it and it got played on Kiss FM every 2 hours. You know what I mean? It's
no,
not one of those songs.
She does music that they want to be hits.
Because it's a terrible song.
Right. They pick good songs for her to sing.
But it's a song that hasn't had a hit version is
what
right.
Right. Because it's
a song
blows.
That's been recorded a lot, but it hasn't. But a lot of our listeners – I'm standing by this. A lot of our listeners have been turned on to Mary Did You Know and now like it, Ralph,
no,
thanks to you
don't.
Bringing it to their attention.
It's – first of all, it's – supremely pretentious and pompous.
It's got an unusual concept for a song. Yes.
It's the People magazine interview of songs of Mary, the mother of Jesus, where they sit her down and have an in-depth talk about, hey, did you have any idea when your kid was little and he was going to turn out to be the Son of God? Hey, how do you feel, Mary?
Did you see any signs when he was young?
It's just pointless question after question of this poor woman who's just been through enough, quite frankly. The virgin birth, being in a manger, this. Can't they just leave her alone? It's like paparazzi. It's like some sort of evil TMZ has been sicked upon her to ask her these questions. And the person singing the song, the point of view of the song is like, Mary, did you know... Did your baby Ed would wear those real cool sandals? And it's like all about them asking questions, but they're all pious and pompous about it. And it's just hideous on every level. But at least it's slow and atonal.
It does have all of that going for
it. I think the person asking the questions is in awe of what's happening, of the miracle of the birth.
Well, then, take it to the man. Talk to Jesus.
Well, okay.
Well, let's say, hey, Jesus. Did you know what was
Did
going on?
Did you know how cool you were?
Go to the source. Don't bother the mom. Huh?
Let's hear a little bit of the most recent version that is on the big best-selling Pentatonix Christmas album that's out right now. Here's a little bit of them doing Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver,
wait for it,
will soon deliver you.
Boom! Goosebumps!
I gotta tell you, no goosebumps. That's
goosebumps
terrible,
right there.
But deliver you,
you
it's a deliver Lord of Prayer.
You. Yeah, we get
people.
It.
They flipped it on Mary,
yeah,
right there.
We did. Yeah. We get it. We understand.
So
it's
do
awful.
You?
It's
yeah,
hideous. It's terrible. Awful. It's the worst.
So your point is that there have been enough versions of Mary, Did You Know? We're done
no,
with that song.
I'm
we should
it's
bury
missing
it.
Missing one more version is what
oh.
I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm saying all these other versions have been lackluster. Have not really driven the point home, I don't think.
Okay.
So I think there needs to be one more version with some slight alterations, perhaps, to the lyrics.
And who would be the artist behind
this? If you don't
this?
Mind, I would like now to perform my version.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow.
Of Mary.
A holiday treat.
Did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would be a super-powered Jew? Mary, did you know that they'd write an awful Christmas song about you? Did you know that his birthday would lead to fist fights in Walmart? I was just there on Black Friday. Someone stole the Xbox from my cart. Mary, did you know, as you laid there giving birth in that dark manger, Mary, did you know you'd get all these annoying questions from a stranger? Did you know your kid would have a beard just like a hipster? I heard that he cured the lepers. Can he heal my cold sore blister? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know this song blows? Mary, did you know?
That's a weird thing to put in a song.
Did you know that this song is the worst song made about Christmas? It's the worst song I've ever heard. And in January, I sure will not miss this. Mary, did you know?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That song has now been sung.
Beautiful.
Thank you.